大家同在。
Praise and thank God. This year, the 40th NCC, God bless Houston Church, the Holy Seminar.
我们感谢赞美主，这一次的这个全国代表大会可以在休斯顿这里举办。
And also, as you notice that behind the chapel, there's a new dining hall.
那你们可能注意到会堂的后面有个新的这个副堂。
So we'd like to take this opportunity to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们想用这个机会来感谢我们的主耶稣。
As you heard the report earlier that Tony reported, we got a CO last Thursday, so that was a very close call.
那刚才休斯顿的 Tony 弟兄有做报告，说我们是上个星期才把它做完。
So this has been truly God's blessing for us.
所以这真的是神赐给我们的福气。
So we would like to invite Pastor Cho to come up here to give us a word of encouragement.
所以我们先要请周传道来为我们说几句勉励的话。
Then after we ask Deacon Patrick.
那接下来我们就请Patrick 执事。
Then Preacher Liang.
那再请梁传道。
And then the Houston Choir.
那再来请休斯顿的诗班来献诗。
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
非常感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们各地的代表、长老、执事、传道同工能够聚集在休斯顿教会。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus that all the delegates, all the elders and ministers, and all the brothers and sisters can gather here in Houston Church.
今年的代表大会是今年的全国教会会议是我们美国总会第40届。
The National Church Conference this year is the 40th NCC in the U.S. churches.
我们能够来到休斯顿教会举开
，and we're able to come to Houston Church to hold this conference.
感谢主的恩典，休斯顿教会能够及时完成复堂的建筑。
We thank the grace of the Lord that Houston Church was able to complete the construction of the Fellowship Hall just in time.
让我们有一个良好的环境啊，在这边来服侍神啊，学习侍奉的工作。
So that we have this wonderful environment to come to worship God and learn how to serve the Lord.
所以我们今天特别举行感恩的聚会。
So today we hold the special Thanksgiving service.
特别感谢神所赏赐给我们美国教会。休斯顿教会各样的恩典
and we especially give thanks to God for giving all the blessings to U.S. churches and to Houston Church.
我们知道使徒时代的教会从耶路撒冷开始
We know that the apostolic church began from Jerusalem.
犹太全地撒玛利亚一直传到地极
and it kept preaching to Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
圣经的应许，末世的福音要由东方传到西方。
And the prophecy of the Bible tells us that the gospel of the end times will go from the east to the west.
美国的教会借着一些留学生、移民来建立。
And the U.S. churches were established through some foreign exchange students who immigrated to the U.S.
真的是从东方传到西方
，and we see that truly it was from east to west。
所以美国教会将会成为西方传道很重要的据点
，so that the United States churches become the very important headquarters for evangelism in the Western Hemisphere。
休斯顿是美国的第四大城市
，and Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States。
是通往中南美洲的重要的一个航空中心。
And it is a very important airport hub to go to Central and South America.
所以这个对将来世界的传道都有非常重要的影响。
So this place holds a very important place for global evangelism.
我想这也是神给我们美国教会非常重要的责任。
And I believe that this is also a very great responsibility that God has given the U.S. Church.
我们从圣经里面看到叙利亚有一个安提阿教会。
In the Bible, we see that in Syria, there was a church at Antioch.
这个教会非常兴旺。
And this church was very prosperous.
后来成为整个外邦教会传道的中心。
And it became the center of evangelism for all the Gentile lands.
保罗曾经从那边有三次国外的传道旅行。
And Paul had started his three missionary trips from that location.
为什么这个安提达教会会成为一个重要传道的据点？
And why did Antioch become an important location for evangelism?
因为这个教会有很多啊美好的特色。
Because this church had some very good characteristics.
所以我想这也是我们美国各地教会啊应当学习跟效法的一些方向。
So I also believe that this is the direction that the U.S. churches can learn and emulate from.
所以今天早上就用安提阿教会的兴旺给我们互相勉励。
So this morning I would like to use the prosperity of the church at Antioch for mutual encouragement.
这个安提阿教会是一个重视宣道的教会。
The church at Antioch was a church that saw the importance of evangelism.
请看《使徒行传》十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
使徒行传十一章十九节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
说那些因为斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，主走到腓尼基和基比路，便安提阿。他们不向别人讲道，主向犹太人讲。二十节。
Verse 20.
但内中有基比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希尼人传讲主耶稣。二十一节。
21。
所以他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
Acts chapter 11 verses 19 to 21. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch.Preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. 20. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
我们知道使徒时代一开始啊，他们就很重视传道的工作。
We know that since the apostolic era began, they saw the importance of evangelism.
受到了很多的阻挡,
even though they faced a lot of opposition.
但是他们却把道理啊充满了整个耶路撒冷,
but they were able to fill the entire Jerusalem with the word.
后来遇到了大逼迫,
and then they faced a great persecution.
信徒分散在各地方,
and the believers were scattered over, the land.
他们无论到哪里去，就把福音的种子带到哪里。
But no matter where they went, they brought the seed of the gospel with them.
但后来他们又越界啊，来到了叙利亚。
And then they crossed the border into Syria.
说他们先向犹太人讲道。
And here it says that at first they only preached to the Jews.
后来又向希利尼人讲道。
And then they began speaking to the Hellenists.
因为主跟他们同工，很多人相信，这个教会就建立起来。
But because the Lord worked with them, so many people believed and this church was established.
这个安提阿教会因为有一些啊很重视宣道的工作人员。
And because at the church at Antioch, there were many workers who viewed evangelism as very important.
所以这个教会啊日日兴旺。
So this church was, very prosperous day by day.
所以我们知道说啊教会的兴旺传福音很重要。
So we see that for a church to be prosperous, evangelism is important.
我们看到有些教会有很多很重视传福音的弟兄姐妹。
We see that in many churches there are brothers and sisters who, see the importance of evangelism.
啊带来很多人啊这个教会就兴旺起来了。
And they were able to bring many people so that the church becomes very prosperous.
为着将来我们美国以及世界上的宣道工作。
And for the evangelical work in the United States and for the rest of the world.
我们每一个教会都要加强宣道的工作。
Every church must strengthen their work of evangelism.
那宣道不只是一些长职负责人啊的工作。
So evangelism is not simply the work of the ministers.
我们应当啊加强让所有的弟兄姊妹人人都是一个传道人。
But we ought to strengthen this work so that all the brothers and sisters, everyone is a preacher.
我们在美国虽然有将近三十间的教会。
In the United States, even though we have close to 30 churches.
但是我们看大概足有十几个州。
But, there are only, the churches reside in only tens of states.
在美国大概有三分之二的州啊都还没有教会。
And in the United States, there are around 2/3 of states without churches.
所以我们的责任, 我们努力的空间还是相当的大。
So we see that we have this responsibility and we have room for improvement.
尤其美国教会负责整个美洲以及西方社会的传道工作。
Especially the United States churches is in charge of the entire American continent and preaching in the Western
world. 所以我们有需要在宣道的工作啊，大家共同来努力。
So we need to strive even harder in the work of evangelism.
以赛亚书里面说啊，神的帐幕要向左向右展开。
The book of Isaiah says the tent of the Lord will spread out to the left and the right.
啊，但是那个橛子要立稳。
But the peg must be firmly
绳子要拉长,
staked into the ground, and the ropes will be lengthened. And this teaches us, no matter where we preach the gospel, the foundation is the same.
但是为了要圣工的发展,
But in order to make the holy work prosperous, we must enlarge our, increase our love.
主耶稣说我们要举目观看。
Lord Jesus says we must look, arise and look.
说庄稼已经成熟了。
And he says the harvest is ready.
哦，我们要赶快去收割啊，这些庄稼。
And we have to go out and reap the harvest.
他说我们收割的人要跟那个撒种的人一同欢喜快乐。
So that those who reap and those who sow shall rejoice together.
因为这个圣经啊，其实是对末世的教会讲的。
And the Bible is saying this to the churches at the end times.
2000年来，各教会为我们预备了很多的工作。
In the past 1-2,000 years, many churches have prepared the work of evangelism.
但是真教会就是负责收割碗里的庄稼。
But the true church is responsible for reaping this harvest.
来更正各教会啊一些道理上不完全的地方。
And to correct all the churches in where they are incomplete.
传扬全备的道理啊把神的羊招聚啊在这个羊圈里面。
And to be equipped with the complete gospel to call the sheep of the Lord into the fold.
说末世的福音要传遍天下，然后主耶稣要再临。
So in the end times, the gospel will be preached to the end of the world, and Lord Jesus will come again.
这个都是我们每一位弟兄姊妹啊，大家应当共同负责的责任。
And this is the responsibility that all the brothers and sisters share together.
这个安提阿教会第二个优点是他们祷告的精神。
And we see the second positive attribute of the church at Antioch is their spirit of prayer.
因为祷告跟传福音啊，两个是相关性的。
Because we see that evangelism and prayer are closely connected.
我们看使徒行传13章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传13章第一节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 1.
在安提阿的教会中有几个先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼解的西面，鼓励那人入球以弗隆的王西利，同养着马念，并扫罗。第二节，verse 2，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和 扫罗去做我照他们所做的工。第三节，于是进食祷告，按所在他们头上，就打发他们去了。我们看到这个安提亚教会啊，就是一个祷告的教会。Here
we see that the church at Antioch was a church that prays.
圣工的发展跟祷告有直接的关系。The
development of holy works has a direct relationship with prayer.
耶稣也在前线打仗。
When Joshua was fighting in the front line,
但是他的胜败就决定摩西的举手。
But whether he has victory depends on whether Moses has his hands uplifted.
当摩西的手一举起来，他们就得胜了。When
Moses' hands were lifted, they
had victory. 摩西的手一垂下来，亚玛力人就得胜了。But
when Moses let his hands down, then the Amalekites were winning.
所以亚伦、布我就搬个石头让摩西坐下来。So
Aaron and Hur set a stone so that Moses can sit down.
他们在旁边扶着他，让他的手一直垂着，让他们得到全胜。
And they stood at his side and held up his hand so that his hands will not fall.
直到把亚玛力人的名号涂抹。
until they were able to wipe out the name of the Amalekites.
我们现在有很多的弟兄姊妹，有很多的同工啊，在各地方努力传工传福音。
We have many brothers and sisters and workers who are evangelizing in various areas.
但是我们更需要全体弟兄姊妹举手代祷的支持。
But what we need even more is brothers and sisters to lift up our hands to support this work.
我们看到这个安提阿教会是一个非常会祷告的教会。
We see that the church at Antioch was a church that knows how to pray.
有很多的工人，很多的圣徒。
They have many workers, many saints.
很多关心教会的人。
Many people who cared for the work of the
church. 他们常常进食来侍奉神。
They often fasted and prayed to serve God.
结果呢，在他们祷告当中啊，神就开始圣灵动工了。
And as they were praying, God worked among them.
差派工人出去传道理。
And sent out workers to preach the gospel.
工人在外面传道理，他们靠着祷告支持。
And when the workers were outside preaching the gospel, they were in the church, praying and supporting their work.
神迹奇事到处显明。
So that signs and miracles appeared.
教会一间一间的建立起来。
And one by one, the churches were established.
所以这个祷告是教会兴旺的一个基础。
So we see that prayer is a foundation for the church to be
prosperous. 是工人传道工作的后盾。
This is what workers need when they go out and work.
是教会兴旺的一个非常重要的因素。
This is a very important reason why a church will be prosperous.
所以我们要加强推动祷告的工作。
So we have to promote the work of prayer.
教会的职务人员要带头啊祷告。
The council members of the church must lead the church.
晚上的时间啊，安息日的时间呐、啊，要定期有祷告的时间。
Whether it is during the weeknights or during Sabbath service, there should be set times for prayer.
他来支援我们宣道的工作。
To support the work of evangelism.
第三个，安提阿教会是一个行道的教会。
Third, we see that the Church of Antioch was a church that practiced the word.
当福音传到那里的时候啊，他们就甘心领受。
When the gospel preached to that region, they received it gladly.
因为这是神的道，不是人的道。
Because this was the gospel of God, not the gospel of
man. 神的道是一种生命之道。
And the gospel of God is the gospel of life.
它让我们的生命啊，能够真正的改变。
So that our lives may truly be transformed.
像使徒众人看出他们呐、啊，有非常大的能力。
The people saw the apostles had great power.
结果他们说这些都是一些无学的小民。
But they said that these people are all uneducated.
后来发现说他们是跟过耶稣基督的。
And then they realized that they had followed Lord Jesus.
安提阿的教会后来称为说门徒称为基督徒，从安提阿教会开始。
And we know that Christians were first called Christians at the church at Antioch.
本来基督徒是一个藐视的，就是属耶稣党的人。
Originally, the term Christian was derogatory, making fun of those who were of the sect of Christ.
但是这个基督徒啊，后来变成一个非常荣耀的名号。
But eventually, the term Christian became a term that was a much glory.
因为相信耶稣的人有生命之道在他里面。
Because those who believe in Jesus Christ have the word of life in them.
那这种属灵的生命会让人的心智啊更新变化。
And the spiritual life will cause a person to be renewed.
让耶稣基督成形在我们身上。
So that Lord Jesus can be formed in us.
能够把耶稣基督的形象把它活出来。
That we can live out the image of Christ.
所以众人看出啊，这些人像耶稣一样的心里柔和谦卑。
So the people were able to see that this group of people had the meekness and gentleness.
非常热心又充满着爱心。
They were fervent and they were full of love.
那所以我们应当啊，把道理行在我们生活当中。
So we ought to practice the word that we preach in our lives.
让耶稣啊成形在我们身上。
So that Jesus can be formed in us.
能够活出耶稣基督的形象来。
That we can live out the image of Christ.
好像这个安提阿的教会一样。
Just like the church at Antioch.
是一个行道的教会。
They are a church that practices.
虽然他们在道理上有一些啊意见上的不一致。
Even though they had some differences in how they understood some teachings.
因为有些人啊传说外邦人信主要受割礼。
Because some people preach saying that when Gentiles believe, they must also have circumcision.
他们为着这个问题啊, 有不一样的意见,
and on this issue, they held different opinions.
所以他们就差派一些工人到耶路撒冷见使徒,
so they sent some workers to Jerusalem to meet the apostles.
使徒跟长老他们就在圣灵带领之下开会做了决定,
and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the apostles and elders had a meeting and made a decision.
后来派人啊, 把这个书信就带到各地方, 又来到安提阿,
and they sent people to different churches to announce their decision, and including Antioch.
说他们看到了这个使徒的决定啊, 他们就很欢喜,
and the Bible records that when the members of Antioch saw the decision made by the apostles, they
他们就立志啊, 照着遵行,
and they made a determination to follow.
所以教会得安慰,
so the church was comforted, and the church became very prosperous.
所以教会要兴旺, 信徒要有所道行道的精神.
So if the church wants to be prosperous, the believers of the church must have this mentality.
虽然我们有时候对真理啊, 有一些不太了解的地方,
even though sometimes there are parts of the truth that we don't understand,
但是我们可以求问清楚,
but we can ask for clarity.
当然当我们了解了以后啊, 我们就要照着去做,
and when we understand the truth, we must practice it.
尤其我们教会有一个体制, 能够对争议的道理啊, 能够根据圣经来查考,
especially in our church, there is a system already where if there are things we don't understand, we can study it.
当我们呢, 对这些道理已经有了决议, 有了对圣经的了解,
but when we have already made a determination about teachings in the Bible and we understand
the passage,
then we have to follow what we're
saying. 这样才不会造成纷争或不和睦的现象,
and only then can we avoid dissensions and disharmony.
安提阿教会是一个非常同心的教会,
and the church at Antioch was a church that was had a unity.
11章里面谈到,
chapter 11 records,
当耶路撒冷的教会知道安提阿那边有人信主以后,
when the members at Jerusalem heard that there were people who believed in Antioch,
当然就派了一个工人巴拿巴, 去安慰他们, 教导他们,
they sent a worker Barnabas to go teach them and comfort them.
巴拿巴劝勉众人, 要立定心志, 恒久靠主,
and Barnabas encouraged them that they must make a determination to keep the word and be faithful.
后来他又跑到大树, 把保罗带出来,
and then he also went to Tarsus to bring Saul and
Paul, 他们在那边一起同工,
and they worked together there.
后来又有一些先知啊, 像亚加布啦, 希拉, 他们都来到安提阿的地方,
and later there were also some prophets like Agabus who came to that region.
这个教会有很多啊, 非常好的工人,
so this church has many wonderful workers.
他们又同心同工啊, 来彼此相服侍,
and they work together and for one another in the
church. 所以对这个教会的造就很大,
and this really edified the church.
这个教会就这样兴旺起来,
and in this way the church became prosperous.
另外一点就是这个教会很有爱心,
and we also see that this church has great love.
虽然这个教会里面有不一样的种族, 有犹太人, 有希腊人, 有外邦人,
even though in this church we see a very diverse group of people, they had Jews, they had Greeks, and they had people of other races.
但是这个教会里面啊, 好像一个家庭一样, 非常的同心,
but within the church, we see a family, and they were united in heart and mind.
尤其很多啊, 在外地受逼迫啊, 来到安提阿的信徒,
and there were many believers who were persecuted outside who came to Antioch.
他们就乐意地接待他们,
and the brethren in Antioch gladly received
有很多的工人从那边经过,
and many workers passed by there.
他们也乐意地来接待这些神的工人,
and the brethren at Antioch also gladly received these workers of God.
后来有先知预言说啊, 将来天下会遇到大饥荒,
and then there was a prophet who prophesied that there will be a great famine.
他后来真的实现嘛,
and we see that later on it did
fulfill. 结果弟兄姊妹大家乐意奉献,
And brothers and sisters gladly made offerings.
啊, 捐了很多的财物, 然后请属徒说, 把这些财物带到那些饥荒的地方, 带到耶路撒冷去。
And they gathered all their offerings and the food that they contributed and asked the apostles to bring these to the places that had famine.
所以我们看到说, 这个安提阿的教会会兴旺, 有很多啊, 非常好的优点。
And we see that there are many good reasons why the church at Antioch was prosperous.
啊, 努力传福音,
they evangelized,
常常祷告, 侍奉神, 常常祷告进食,
they constantly prayed and fasted and prayed and served.
他们努力把神的道行出来,
and they practiced the word of God.
所以能够成为世上的光, 世上的盐,
so that they can become the light of the world and the
salt. 他们有很多啊, 非常好的工人, 大家非常的同心,
and they had many wonderful workers who worked together in unity.
啊, 又有非常大的爱心,
and they also had great love.
啊, 所以这个教会就兴旺起来,
and we see this church became very prosperous.
盼望我们都能够以安提阿教会做我们学习 努力的好榜样,
and we hope that we can all use Antioch as an example to learn from.
啊, 让神的教会啊, 能够在各地方啊, 啊, 来兴旺起来,
that the Church of God can become prosperous in various places.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名在这里讲几句话。
I'd like to use this opportunity to introduce you some of the very brief history of Houston Church.
我想利用这个机会来跟大家很简单的说明 休斯顿教会的历史。
Houston Church formally registered in the state of Texas in 1981.
休斯顿教会是在 1981年的10月 正式在这个德州注册。
And then in 2 years later, a church property was bought in the northwest part of Houston.
那, 3年后, 在这个 northwest Houston的地区, 建了这个教会的建筑会堂。
That location, the land is less than an acre. Less than 1 acre.
那个地方是比这个 1英亩还要更小的地方。
In fact, one NCC was held in that place back in 1983.
那在1983年, 我们在那里又举办过这个全国代表大会。
And after many years, the congregation grows.
但是过了许多年, 这个教会的这个会众就一直在增长。
So in 2008, we found this current property right here.
所以在2008年 我们就找到现在这个会堂。
This is in the southwest part of Houston.
这是在休斯顿的这个 西南区。
And at that time, back in 2008, we have 82 members.
那在2008的时候 我们是有82位信徒。
About 2 years later, this property was dedicated to God.
那两年后 在2010年 我们就把这个地方献给神。
And thank God that at that time a lot of members are offering.
我们感谢主在那个时候很多信徒 就乐意奉献。
And some of our church members from afar also came to attend the church dedication.
那从远方来的 弟兄姐妹也来参加献堂典礼。
And then 2012, about 3 years ago, we started to have a feasibility to construct a new fellowship hall.
那在2012年 我们就开始看有没有可能性盖这个副堂。
That take quite a long time to study and work with the architect.
那跟这个建筑师来 查考这个可能性花了一段时间。
One of the things that we have to work on is that we have to change the usage of this current land.
因为 其中一个要做的事情，要把这个 这个土地的这个准许用的这个 这个 permit 要改变。
Because part of the land over there is under a different code.
因为原本 后面有一块土地是这个 用途不同,
so to construct a new building, we have to change the code for that land.
所以如果要盖新的建筑, 我们必须把这个正式用途改。
Thank God in 2014, we applied to the city council and it was approved.
那2014年, 我们就向这里的 市政府来申请, 然后他们就通过。
And then the community working very hard to get a building permit.
那建筑委员会就很用心的一直要申请这个 建筑的这个 permit。
So in October 2014, we have a building permit approved.
所以在2014年10月，我们就得到这个市政府就通过，让我们在这里可以盖这个建筑物。
And then we broke ground in January this year.
那我们今年的一月我们开工。
Our initial estimated completion is about July or June actually.
我们原本预计这个盖好是在七月的时候可以盖好。
Because we think it's a very simple structure.
因为我们以为说这个建筑物是非常的简单。
The land is flat.
因为土地是平的。
But the more we build, and then we have more technical and also weather challenges.
但是他们在建设的时候就发现有更多的一些困难。
So it was delayed for a few months.
所以我们就延后了几个月。
But by grace of God, it was just last week that we have the certificate of occupancy.
那我们感谢神的祝福，我们是上个礼拜才得到这个可以。允许我们用这个建筑物的这个证书。
So whatever you saw over there, it just over a week of work.
所以你如果到后面看我们的这个副堂的话，这是一个礼拜前才盖好，才正式做好的。
Because like a week, just a week before that, it was basically empty shelf.
因为一个礼拜前只是一个空的建筑物。
So by the grace of God, a lot of our volunteers working very hard.Late and night and day to get it ready.
那我们感谢主教会很多弟兄姐妹拨空时间来准备这整个地方。
Even now the building is not completely done yet.
现在这个建筑物还不是100%的完全盖好。
There's also some cosmetic works that need to be fixed.
它外面还有一些比较这个一些小的东西要去修改。
So after this event, the builder will come back and fix these little things.
所以我们在这个代表大会结束后，我们才会把它做完。
So this land is actually about 2.2 acres.
那这个土地是2.2英亩。
So a lot of work. It's not just the building, but also the parking lot and also the detention point.
所以我们在盖这个副堂的时候，不只是建筑物，但是连这个停车场全部都要去做。
So it's quite a big project if you look at that way.
那样子看的话，其实这是很大的一个这个建筑工作。
So the total project cost we spend is approximately 1.4 million.
那我们总共花费是大概140万。
That's also including our feasibility study.
那这是包括我们之前去有查考这个盖副堂的可能性。
And also the equipment inside the building, not just the building itself.
那也包括这个副堂里面所有的设备。
And by the grace of God, we are able to borrow a lot of interest-free loans from our churches, different churches.
那我们感谢主，我们有办法跟很多不同的我们的教会来借这个贷款。
So in regard to the building fund, we are still about $380,000 short.
所以我们现在还缺大概38万。
So we borrow enough to cover everything, but we still have $380,000 to go.
虽然我们已经现在已经借好说我们需要的这个资金，但是我们还有大概38万。
So please continue to help us, continue to pray for us.
所以我们请各位继续的来为我们代祷，来帮助我们。
So that is a brief history of Houston Church.
那就是休斯顿教会的这个简单的历史。
So if you have seen anything still not working perfectly, please excuse us.
所以如果你看到任何还不是完美的可以用的这些设备请大家见谅。
Praise God.
我们感谢主。
奉主耶稣圣名在这边来代表美国总会讲一些祝福的话。
In the name of Jesus Christ, on behalf of the USGA, I would like to give a few words of blessing.
还有一些勉励。
And some encouragement.
我们来看列王记上第八章。
First Kings chapter 8.
列王记上的第八章。
First Kings chapter 8.
第八章的十七节
Chapter 8 verse 17First Kings chapter 8 verse 17 Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel.
这里讲大卫要为神的名建殿。
Here it says that David wanted to build a temple for the name of the Lord.
我们再看第八章的十三节。
Let's also look at chapter 8 verse 13. First Kings chapter 8 verse 13. I have surely built you an exalted house and a place for you to dwell in forever.
这里说我要已经建造殿宇做你的居所。
Here it says, I have surely built you an exalted house.
所罗门所建的殿今天就是教会。
The temple that Solomon had built is the church today.
那为什么要建殿？
And why does he need to build a temple?
第一个是做神的名的居所。
First, it is the dwelling place of the name of the Lord.
为着神的名。
It is for the name of the Lord.
所以是神的名得荣耀的地方。
So it is a place where the name of the Lord is glorified.
主耶稣在世上行了很多神迹奇事。
Lord Jesus performed many signs and miracles while he was on the earth.
所以他最后说我已经荣耀你的名。
So in the end he says, I have glorified your name.
主耶稣升到天上去。
And when Lord Jesus ascended into heaven,
那主的名要怎么得到荣耀？
How will the name of the Lord be glorified?
就是他的身体。
It is through his body.
他的身体就是教会。
And his body is the church.
所以为什么需要教会？
So why do we need the church?
就希望借着神的同在，神的工作，让神的名得到荣耀。
That we hope through the guidance of God and through the work of God, the name of the Lord can be glorified.
那第二个就是教会是神的居所。
And secondly, we see that the church is a place where God dwells.
所以在旧约时代，神住在两个地方。
So in the Old Testament era, God dwelled in two places.
一个住在天上。
He dwelled in heaven.
众人所不能靠近的光里面。
In the light that people cannot approach.
第二个就是住在至圣所。
And second, he dwelled in the Holy of Holies.
那里有世人的宝座。
There is a mercy seat there.
那在新约时代神住在教会里面。
And in the Old Testament, in the New Testament times, God dwells in the church.
所以在一个真正主耶稣的身体，可以体会到神的同在。
So in the true body of Jesus Christ, we can experience the abidance of God.
所以为什么我们要努力来建设我们的教会？
So why do we work hard to build our church?
让神的名得荣耀。
So that the name of the Lord can be glorified.
让我们来体会。神住在我们当中，在地如天的滋味。
So that we can experience the life where God dwells with us on earth.
那在所罗门建殿的时候，他立了两根柱子。
And when Solomon built the temple, he put up two pillars.
我们来看列王记上第七章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 7.
第七章的二十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 21. First Kings chapter 7, verse 21. Then he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillar on the right and called its name Jachin. And he set up the pillar on the left and called its name Boaz.
这个地方说在殿的廊子里立了两根柱子。
Here it says he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple.
一根叫做雅金。
One pillar is called Jachin.
另外一根叫做波阿斯。
And the other pillar is called Boaz.
所以圣殿里面有两根柱子。
So in the temple, there are two pillars.
这是不可缺少的。
These are two things that the temple cannot be without.
今天教会就是属灵的殿。
Today, the church is a spiritual temple.
教会需要有两根柱子，不可缺少的。
The church also needs two pillars and cannot be without these two pillars.
那第一根就是雅金。
The first pillar is Jachin.
雅金是什么意思？
What does Jachin mean?
神必建立。
Jachin means God shall establish.
这个就是雅金的意思。
And this is the meaning of Jachin.
那神用什么来建立教会呢？
And what does God use to establish the church?
我们来看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Before Paul left Ephesus, he spoke to them one last time. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. And this word is able to build you up. So for the church to have Jakin means that the church has to be built up by the word of God. And if the temple has this pillar, then the temple will be very secure. So the stability of the church is because of Jakin, which means that the church has to be built up on the word of God. So this is a direction that the church has to strive towards.
我们知道, 社会有文化,
we know that in the world there is culture.
文化是根据所有人的共识,
and culture is developed by the commonality of all the people.
所以文化一直在改变,
so culture will constantly change.
因为, 人的想法一直在变,
because people's thinking constantly change.
那教会也有教会的文化,
but the church also has its own culture.
那教会的文化是根据我们对神的认识,
but the culture of the church depends on our understanding of God.
所以我们在这个社会里面来建立教会,
so when we build our church in the society, in the world,
如果教会没有雅金, 用神的话来建立教会的文化, 这个教会就动荡不安。
If the church does not have Jakin, the word of God, to build up its culture, then this church will become very turbulent.
因为逐渐我们可以看到教会有不同族裔，有不同文化的人。
Because in the church, we see that there are people of different ethnicities and cultures.
那当教会开始强调不同的文化,
and when churches emphasize various cultures,
这个教会就很难稳定。
Then this church has difficulty becoming stable.
因为文化各都不同。
Because everyone has their own culture.
所以教会要在不同的文化当中来建立新的文化。
So the church has to establish a new culture amidst all the different cultures that people already have.
这个新的文化超越各个不同的文化。
And this new culture needs to surpass all the various cultures.
就是大家对神的认识。
And this is our understanding of God.
那这样我们教会就可以容纳不同的族裔。 但是非常的稳定。
And this way, our church is able to receive people of different races and cultures and still be very stable.
所以教会要稳定, 需要有系统的, 很深入的, 查考神的话, 对神有认识。
So for a church to be very stable, it has to systematically study the word of God and have an understanding of God.
对神不认识, 这个教会是没有根的。
If a church does not know God, then the church is not rooted.
是很容易摇动的。
It is shaken very easily.
甚至会倒塌。
And it may even fall.
所以虽然有时候, 有一些信徒要求我们讲道需要实用。
And even though sometimes believers will request that we make the sermons more applicable,
这是需要的。
This is something we need to do.
但是我们要对神学有深入的研讨。
But we must also study the theology very deeply as well. So that in our thinking, we have a foundation and we will not be shaken easily. Only then can our church be secure.
好,那我们再回来看,
and let's turn back to look at the second pillar.
好,列王记上,
1 Kings
列王记上的第七章,
in 1 Kings chapter 7,
21节,
verse 21,
说另外起名叫做波阿斯,
it says the other pillar is named Boaz.
波阿斯是什么意思?
What does Boaz mean?
在他里面是我们的力量。
Boaz means in him, he is our strength.
在主耶稣里面神是我们的力量。
In Lord Jesus, God is our strength.
神的国
不在乎这个言语。
The kingdom of God is not our words,
乃在乎全能。
But it is power.
所以教会里面需要有神的能力。
So the church of God needs the power of God.
那这个教会才能够扩张。
Then the church can expand.
没有神的能力，教会没有办法往外扩张。
If the church does not have power, then the church cannot expand.
因为世界上的力量影响力非常大。
Because the might and power in the world can affect us greatly.
所以我们现在看在麦教会的这个教会啊，越来越麦会堂的教会越来越多。
So today we see there are more and more Christian churches that are selling their chapels.
因为挡不住世俗文化的这个侵略。
Because they cannot stop this cultures of the world from invading them.
那在一般的教会里面
，and in the typical church，
大部分都是老人。
Most of the congregation is composed of older, more senior people.
年轻的吸引不住。
And the church is not able to attract people who are younger.
有一个老人到我们教会来慕道，101岁。
So there was an elderly person who came to seek the truth in our church, and he was 101 years old.
他说我很喜欢到你们教会。
And he said, I really enjoy going to your church.
一个原因就是大家很温暖，很有爱心。
One of the reasons is because everyone is very warm and is full of love.
第二个就是很多年轻人。
And the second reason is your church has many young people.
因为他本来是在其他教会的信徒。
Because he was originally a believer of another church.
他发现他的教会里面年轻人走光了。
And he discovered that there were no youth at his church.
没有办法吸引住。
Because the church cannot attract the young.
那我们现在在基督教界里面，你如果看到一个教会有很多年轻人。
So today in Christendom, if you see a church that has many youth,
它一定有敲锣打鼓一些娱乐的设施。
It will probably be a church that will have music with drums and modern music and various entertainment.
那这样才能够满足现代人对感性的需要。
Only then can they fulfill this emotional need that people have today.
那为什么我们不走那个方向呢？
But why don't we go in that direction?
因为最重要是因为我们有圣灵。
Because most importantly, we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是一种能力，是一种权柄。
The Holy Spirit is a type of power. It is authority.
当这个能力权柄进到我们里面，
When this power and authority enters into us,
我们能够感觉到神的同在。
We can feel God's abidance.
我们能够感觉到神的生命。
We can feel the life of God in us.
我们能够感觉到神的力量。
We can feel the power of God.
所以我们就能够抵挡世俗文化的侵略。
So that we can overcome this invasion of different trends of the world.
我们才能够站立得稳。
And only then can we stand firmly.
所以教会需要有波阿斯这根柱子。
So the church must have this pillar, Boaz.
就是神的能力。
And that is the power of God.
也因为有神的能力，所以教会才能够扩张。
And because we have the power of God, the church can expand.
所以愿求神祝福我们Houston教会。
So we ask God to guide our Houston church.
我们有了会堂。
That now we have a chapel.
现在有一个团契的建筑。
And we have a fellowship hall.
求主让我们有两根柱子。
We ask God to give us two pillars.
一个就是雅金。
Jakin.
在道理上进步，能够稳定。
That we can advance in the word and be stable.
能够不被世俗的文化所动摇。
To not be shaken by the different trends and cultures of the world.
第二个就是波阿斯。
And to have a second pillar named Boaz.
神的能力充满。
To be filled by the power of God.
这样的教会就是神得荣耀的教会。
And such a church is a church that will be glorifying to the name of God. We ask God to bless us.
Praise and thank God for the sermon, encouragement, and also the choir.
我们感谢赞美主啊，今天早上的正道啊，还有勉励，还有这个诗班的献诗。
Before we kneel down and pray together, I'd like to share a couple of verses of mutual encouragement.
我们在一起祷告之前，我想分享几段经节作为互相的勉励。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 10.
我们请翻到民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
民数记第十章第三十三节。
The book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 33.
民数记第十章第三十三节。
So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them.
民数记第十章第三十三节，以色列人离开主的山。往前行了三天的路程，主的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。
After the Israelites under bondage under Egyptian for over 400 years,
以色列百姓在这个埃及人的底下做奴隶做四百多年。
God sent 10 great plagues to release them from their bondage.
神就降了十大灾难，让他们从这个做奴仆当中得到释放。
But before they reach the land of milk and honey,
但是在他们到达这个流着这个蜜与奶的
they had to be trained for 40 years in the wilderness.
他们必须在旷野当中被训练40年。
But here in verse 33,
但是在第33节这里讲到
it says when they depart from the mountain of the Lord,
这里讲到说他们离开主的山
and then the Ark of Covenant went before them 3 days ahead.
主的约柜在他们前头行了三天的路程。
And what was in the Ark of Covenant?
那在主的这个约柜里面是什么东西呢？
It was the Word of God.
是神的道。
And the Word of God went before them to find a resting place for them.
神的道在他们之前为他们寻找安歇的地方。
So just like for you and I.
所以就像我们一样。
Nowadays, yes, we have many challenges in our churches.
现在虽然我们在我们的教会里面都有不同的挑战。
But we have the truth.
但是我们有真理。
As long as the truth go before us,
只要真理在我们前面行。
The path of our journey is always going to be bright.
我们前面的路程总是 会非常的光明。
And look at verse 34.
那我们看第34节。
And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp.
他们在把营往前行，日前有主的云彩在他们前。他们以上
Not only the word of God went before them,
所以不只是神的道在他们前面行
Also by day God sent the pillar of cloud to go before them.
在日间的时候神的这个云彩也在他们前面行
And we know by night God also guided them by the pillars of fire.
那我们知道在晚上的时候神也用火柱来带领他们
So not onlyYou know, for them have the word of God, they also have the spirit of God to guide them through their journey.
所以他们不但有神的道带领他们，他们也有神的灵来带领他们的路程。
Just like for us.
就像我们一样。
We have the truth.
我们有真理。
We have the promised Holy Spirit.
我们有应许的圣灵。
Because of this, you and I must go out, conquer and conquer.
因为这样子我们必须出去征战，又胜，胜了又要胜。
But we must allow the word of God and the spirit of God to go before us.
但是我们必须让神的道、神的灵在我们前面行。
And that's why in verse 35.
所以在第三十五节才会讲到。
When Moses prayed,
当摩西祷告的时候
he prayed with faith.
他是凭着信心祷告。
Why? Because the ark was before them.
因为约柜在他们前面。
And the pillars of clouds are above them.
那云柱也在他们上面。
And that's why in verse 35 says, So when it was, whenever the ark set out, that Moses said, Rise up, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you.
所以三十五节才会讲到约柜往前行的时候摩西就会说主啊求你兴起愿你的仇敌四散愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。
Why Moses prayed with such faith?
为什么摩西是以这么大的心情来祷告
Because he knew that God was with him.
因为他知道神与他同在。
And with the chosen people.
神也与选民同
在。That's why when the ark set out, he said, "Rise up, O Lord, go and scatter all your enemies."
所以约柜往前行的时候，摩西才会说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散。”
And let those who hate you flee before you.
愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。
So the actually the commission is to evangelize.
所以我们教会的使命是要去传福音。
When you and I are filled with the word of God,
当我们被神的道充满
filled with the spirit of God,
被神的灵充满
when we go out and evangelize,
我们出去传福音的时候
all the enemy will be scattered before us.
我们 面前所有的仇敌都会四散。
But you and I must pray with faith.
但是我们祷告的时候必须以信心来祷告。
But evangelism is only one part of God's commission.
但是神给我们的这个使命。
But in verse 36,
不只是宣道。
And when the ark rested,
讲到日柜停的时候，
Moses said,
摩西就说，
Return, O Lord, to the many thousand of Israel.
主啊，求你回到以色列的千万人中。
So why you and I go out and evangelize?
所以为什么我们要出去传福音？
We also must pray for God to abide with the chosen people of God.
我们出去传福音的时候，我们也必须求神与他的百姓同在。
We must pray to God to pastor our church.
我们必须祷告求神来牧养他的教会。
And those are the two things that a church must do.
那这就是我们教会必须做的两件事情。
And we'll reach these two goals, and you know, until Jesus Christ come back again.
那我们达到这两个目标的时候，我们的主耶稣就会带领。
But let us put the word of God before us.
但是我们必须把神的道放在我们前面。
And let the Spirit of God hover above us.
我们让神的灵在我们上面来
带领我们。So you and I can pray with such great faith.
所以我们祷告的时候才会充满信心的祷告。
To go out and evangelize and win many souls for Jesus Christ.
我们才会为主耶稣出去传福音，赢得很多灵魂。
But also allow God to come.In the midst of us and grant us peace and joy among one another.
但是同时也求神到我们中间赐给我们平安。
May God help all of us.
愿神帮助我们。
Now let's all rise and sing hymn 429.
我们先一起站立唱赞美诗429首。
429.
赞美诗429首。